Two Louisville police officers involved in the raid where Breonna Taylor was shot and killed are being fired. That's according to lawyers for detectives Joshua Janes and Miles Cosgrove. The two received their pre-termination letters yesterday. Back in March, police raided Taylor's apartment. Her death sparked widespread protests. And over the summer, there was a major push to terminate the officers involved. At that time, only one officer had been fired until now. And for the latest, let's bring in Ryan Van Velzer. He's a reporter for Louisville Public Media. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Ryan, Breonna Taylor's name is one that many know by now, but remind us why officers executed that search warrant and the roles these two officers played in her death.
Right. So the search warrant was based on LMPD's narcotics investigation into Taylor's ex-boyfriend, Jamarcus Glover. Police executed several simultaneous warrants that night, and one was Taylor's. When they entered her apartment, Taylor's boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, fired a single shot at police. He said later that he thought they were being robbed. Police returned fire, killing Taylor. But as it turns out, the warrant for Taylor's apartment was based on faulty information provided by one of the detectives who is now facing termination.
Yeah, and these two officers, can you give me more detail on their involvement here?
Right. Okay, so Detective Joshua Janes wasn't actually present during the raid, but he obtained the search warrant for Taylor's apartment. In securing the warrant, Janes said he had verified with the postal inspector that Taylor was receiving packages on behalf of her ex-boyfriend. Only Janes never actually did verify it with the inspector. Janes has admitted some language is incorrect in an affidavit for that search warrant. But Louisville's interim police chief called it a lie in this pre-termination letter and cited it as a reason why she believes Janes should be fired. Less is known about the reasons why LMPD has decided to move forward with terminating Detective Miles Cosgrove, the other officer. What we do know is that he was present during the raid and that he fired the fatal round that killed Taylor.
Mm-hmm. Before yesterday, the only officer to be fired in connection with this case was Officer Brett Hankinson. Back in June, he was not charged with anything directly related to Taylor's death, though. And why was that?
So Kentucky Attorney General Daniel Cameron established a grand jury to look into the case, but he never actually presented them with charges related to Taylor's death. Cameron has said the grand jury agreed with prosecutors that officers were justified in their use of deadly force against Kenneth Walker. That's Breonna Taylor's boyfriend. That during the raid. But three anonymous grand jurors have since spoken out and said that they didn't agree and were only presented charges against one officer, Brett Hankinson. The grand jury indicted him on three counts of wanton endangerment for bullets fired into a neighboring apartment, but he wasn't charged related to Taylor's death.
Okay. Why is the Louisville Metro Police Department deciding to take action against Cosgrove and Janes now?
Yeah, that's a good question. So Hankinson was fired for his, quote, extreme indifference to human life when he fired blindly into Taylor's apartment. Those findings were part of a criminal investigation conducted by LMPD into Taylor's death, and the final decision was made by LMPD's former police chief. These latest actions against Cosgrove and Janes are based on a separate internal investigation by the Professional Standards Unit within LMPD. The decision to go ahead with the terminations was made by LMPD's new interim police chief, Yvette Gentry, who is the first Black woman to lead the department, by the way.
Taylor's family has called for criminal charges against all of the officers involved. How likely is that to happen, especially based on what has happened over the last few months?
You know, at this point, that depends on how the federal investigation turns out. Although Tamika Palmer, that's Breonna Taylor's mother, has requested a new special prosecutor at the state level, the board that oversees that is unlikely to grant her request. So if there's going to be any charges, most likely going to come from the federal investigation, which is ongoing.
What are you hearing from the community? How are they responding?
You know, it's difficult for me to summarize just how big of an impact the protest movement has had on the city and the state. People have been in the streets for more than 200 days, and the entire time they've been calling for the officers involved to be fired. More than 800 people have been arrested. The city's working on a number of reforms, and lawmakers like Representative Attica Scott are pushing legislation for statewide reforms. Organizer Protest organizer Shamika Parrish Wright says that this is a positive step forward, but a lot of harm would have been prevented if LMPD had come to these decisions sooner.
When you delay that kind of justice, when you delay that accountability, it sends the wrong message to our young people. It sends the wrong message to any other community that's watching us right now. And so now LMPD has a lot of penance to pay. They have to do the right thing moving forward. We're not accepting anything else.
Ryan, there's a lot to follow here, including whether other officers will face termination. We'll be following it. Thank you so much for this report. Ryan Van Velzer is a reporter from Louisville Public Media.